With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife.
Dirt and Sprague on Football Friday.
Driven by Gresham Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. For the lowest prices on cars and trucks on the east side of Portland, visit dodgeofgresham.com. Gresham Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, a short drive from anywhere.
All I know is, you mess with me, you got problems.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague on a Friday. Hope your Fridays are going well right here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. You can give us a follow on Twitter at Dirt and Sprague. We will follow you back. Got a Sprague the Line coming up bottom of the hour. Our boy Kevin Taub will hop on, make some picks against the spread, have some fun with that. Talk some general college football as well. Swag wants to rant on the Timbers because they got a big weekend, so I'll allow you to do that.
Arguably the most important local sporting event this weekend.
Okay, we'll see if people agree with that. Yeah, they're playing for what, the Cascadia Cup?
They can win the number one seed in the Western Conference and the Cascadia Cup.
Is that more important than Oregon getting a win and getting closer to bowl eligibility?
Yes.
Okay. Controversial hot take. I like it. I like it. We'll talk about that. This is one of those Fridays you're just kind of ready for a drink. It's been a long week in parenting for me. The pup got his little guys cut off this week.
No more Bubba Juniors.
No Bubba Juniors. Thank God. So that officially happened. He's just over 7 months. We figure what the hell he's going.
So is he just
bananas.
Staring at you like forlorn? Like, yeah. I don't know what's wrong, but you did it to me.
Yeah, basically, you know, there's a little animosity behind those eyes. He's been kind of drugged up all week. And I'll tell you what, there is not many things more frustrating than trying to get a cone on the head of a rambunctious puppy.
Oh, he's got the cone of shame.
He is cone of shaming it. And he's supposed to cone of shame it for 2 weeks.
That's right. You can't mess with those stitches down
right?
there.
I mean, you can't. He's going at it. You know, we tried to do it one day, like, all right, we're sitting around. Let's take the cone off and let him just hang with us.
They're immediately taking inventory.
He's going at it. He's like, what's going on? Why do I got stitches down here? There used to be something there, now there's not. I did ask when I went in. I didn't know if they had, like, prosthetics you could put in. You know, just keep the ego up a little bit so it's not just emptiness down there. You know, there may be a ping pong ball or two. Give him something to feel good about him. So they wouldn't let me do that, though. They said we don't. But, yeah, so I've had a rough week chasing a puppy around the house and getting a cone on his head. He's running into stuff. He can't fit in the kennel anymore because the cone's too big. It's a damn nightmare. So I'm ready for a drink. One more hour and we're out of here. Let's talk about this Blazer game, Swigard. You didn't have a chance to just boast about that opening night win. How about that Wednesday night? 48-point win, largest opening night win in NBA history. It was almost the largest win in Blazer history, but a three-pointer from Mike James, Grant product.
I know.
Eliminated that chance there at the end. But they look great. Now you get CJ McCollum back tonight. You're taking on the Pacers. No Miles Turner, and all signs are pointing to a 2-0
start. I want to know one thing first. Have you bought your Caleb Swanigan jersey yet?
I have not yet, but I am damn close, man.
I thought you might have said, okay, that's it. I was curious about that. I mean, it's a great way to start from the standpoint that they were focused, they had a game plan. They didn't let the fact that CJ wasn't there, bug them. Guys making shots. Hey, Pat Connaughton, where was that all preseason? Nice to see that. So,
where was that in the summer league? He couldn't make a shot in the summer league.
I know. I know. There was a lot of people scratching their head. Why did you give him the option? Well, okay, there you go. That's why you have to trust the coaches and the GMs who are watching them every day in practice and say, my goodness, it's in there. How do we get it out onto the floor in a game? So, you know, so that was good to see. He was able to play 10, 11 guys. You know, so I thought we were going to, I didn't realize Zach Collins had the bubble guts as well. So he's probable, or he's questionable with gastroenteritis tonight.
Yeah,
so
it sounds like the Imodium's worked for him 48 hours later.
So we'll see. I was, you know, I was a little disappointed. I said, okay, at some point we're going to see Zach Collins, and didn't realize why he wasn't playing.
Yeah, it's true. He would have had a chance to get a good run in a game that big.
Because I was, you know, I was on vacation. Then it was bowling night, so I had the Dodgers on one TV, and I had the Blazers on the other.
All hands on deck in his party. But, I mean, look, I think the defense will be something to watch moving forward. Like, we know they're going to be able to score points. We've known that for a while. But
yeah, but it was, you know, everybody was talking up Mo Harkless and what he was able to do moving down on Devin Booker at times and whoever else. I will say Josh Jackson, there was a couple moves he had there early on when he was blowing by. He's going to be good.
He's going to be a good NBA player. There's no doubt. And that shows the Harkless defense, too, because he had one where he got beat off the dribble. He caught up to him, and he pinned it against the backboard, yeah. And it led to a fast break in the other direction. So defensively, just watching how this team was able to progress will be fun, because that's what they need. Like, if they want to be in that conversation as one of the better teams in the West, which it's way too soon to say that after one game, they have to be better on that side of the court. And one game, it's a good sample size, but now you have the infusion of C.J. McCollum back into the lineup. We know how good C.J. is, and him and Dame are, you know, one of the best backcourts in the league. But defensively, you're going to take a step back with that lineup. But, you know, Evan Turner, to me, is a good defender. Not great, but he's a good defender.
Yep.
He gives you more size and a little more strength in the starting lineup. And if that's the move that they make where he's back, I don't know if he's going to start at the three or where they end up going with that. But
well, that'll be the key, is who's going to guard Oladipo at the start. Because if he sees Dame or CJ trying to one-on-one, he's going to put the ball down and go straight to the rack.
Yeah.
So how are they going to help and do those sorts of things? You know, the Pacers are coming off. They had an easy win too, but they won't have Miles Turner. So we'll see who they put back there as a rim protector. That'll be something to watch for the Blazers. If you know, there's nobody that scares them back there blocking shots the way Miles Turner would, then I'd expect them to see a lot more driving, a lot more pick and rolls. But the passing of Nurkic and Swanigan out of the post, whether it was high post or low post, that's what got me as excited as anything was, okay, now you can dump it into them and let CJ and Dame and whoever run around, cutting weak side on the baseline, and you've got a big guy who can find him.
Well, and they both also have the ability to score. I mean, if you back off, you're worried about it, they can turn around.
I mean, Swanigan hit a three. Nurkic was hitting 20 footers on the pull up. So there's all sorts of potential, but I think the biggest thing is they came out and, once they got up, once they had that run to take it from 8 or 9 to 25 at halftime, they didn't have the backslide in the third quarter that we've seen this team.
A lot of times these guys
can't play with us. Let's go get it in the third quarter and put this away so Dame can sit for the entire fourth quarter. And that was nice to see as well, that everybody seemed to, you know, the intensity, there was no fall off to the intensity, and maybe that had something to do with, you know, how they used Aminu and rotating. I think you're still going to see Terry play with the rotations, and you might see some different starting lineups here periodically.
Yeah, which guys team up well together
through
and stuff.
The first month until he finds out what works, not just in the starting five, but with the second five, so he's not having too much fall off as he goes back and forth.
Yeah, somebody said, I was impressed with the bench scoring. Maybe we should have just trusted the process. Well, I mean, look, the bench scoring was great. That's not going to keep up. Connaughton's not going to score 24 a game. Napier looked good, but I still think he's going to be inconsistent at times. But just having some guys that maybe you can lean on if you need to is important to have. So maybe the bench will be better than we thought it would be coming in. I really liked the Ed Davis, Caleb Swanigan combination. I thought those guys played great together. Yep. It's just the balance of Davis being a dirty guy in the paint, grabbing boards, playing defense, Swanigan's ability to stretch the floor. He can guard different positions. He can run and handle the ball a little bit better. So I love that combination. I think watching how they go with the big men, especially if Aminu's going to stick in the starting lineup at the four and you want Davis and Swanigan coming off the bench, watching how those guys rotate in and out, because you still have Noah Vonleh coming back at some point. You have Zach Collins, who, I mean, we mentioned he had the bubble guts. Is he going to play tonight, be a part of the rotation? Myers Leonard didn't sniff the floor till they're up by 50, so it tells you where he's at in Terry Stotts' list right now. So watching how they juggle all those guys, I think, will be interesting. And then you get C.J. McCollum back, which should be a lot of fun. The offense will be more loaded. It'll be a tough test, though, tonight. I mean, the Pacers scored. I know they played the Nets, and the Nets are awful, but they scored 140 points in their game against Brooklyn. So, I mean, they could light it up. Not having Miles Turner will be tough, but these are those games that we looked at, and it was one of the points I thought you made that was a good one a long time ago, talking about this team and how they stack up in the West. And when we talked about them in the summer, seeing all the moves being made, is they have an easy start to the schedule. You have basically the same nucleus in place. You know, Swanigan's new and Collins, but, you know, and only 20 games at Nurkic, but basically the same nucleus back. You got to take advantage of games like this. You're better than the Pacers. You should beat the Pacers. And if you want to be there in that conversation as a team that could be a 5 seed, you know, it's the ceiling maybe in the West, you can't let these games slip away. They let so many of these slip away early in the year last year of games you just looked at and said, oh, they're going to win that one. Wait, yep. What? How did they lose? At least they did it once, but these are the kind of games you have to win tonight.
And
no
same
Turner
thing, and it's the first
win
of a back-to-back. So yes. I think, you know, Terry Stotts will have confidence going to the bench if he gets the same effort and urgency and intensity, whether or not they, you know, shoot the lights out the way they did or not. But I think if he sees it at the defensive end where guys come in and he doesn't have to play Dame, you know, 38, 40 minutes, obviously I would fully expect Dame. They will. I think they will try and feed CJ early to try and get him going.
Yeah. Get him a part of the group. Yeah.
And get him feeling like he's in the groove offensively. So I would expect Oladipo to take CJ early on, and it'll be interesting to see how that works. But they might force feed CJ a little bit early on. And then the big question is who's going to guard Nurk?
Yeah,
quite without Miles Turner, who's going to guard him? So I would expect after they kind of feed CJ a little bit, I think the offense is going to go through Nurk and see how, if they're going to double team him, if they got somebody they think can go one-on-one, and work from there.
Yeah, and one other note too, we brought this up briefly early in the week, you know, talking about that opening night game. The ball movement was great. It was the ball movement of old, and curious how that changes with CJ back. Does the ball stick a little bit? I understand trying to get guys looks and get them going early, but you want the ball movement to be the same. Opens things up for everybody. But Blazers in action tonight. They take on the Pacers, trying to get to 2-0. As Swag mentioned, it's the start of a back-to-back. They play Milwaukee tomorrow night, or tomorrow evening, I should say, a little bit earlier on the start time. So they got a chance here to get to 2-0 and open up the season on a high note, as they did against Phoenix. And we'll see if they can play 4 o'clock. NBC Sports Northwest is where you can watch that one later this afternoon. Blazers and Pacers. No Miles Turner, and it sounds like both Zach Collins. Zach Collins will be back, and CJ obviously is back after the one-game suspension. Hey, people have laughed the last couple of weeks when we talk upsets in college football. Nobody sees them coming. And then 5 top 10 teams have lost. Who's on upset alert this weekend? We'll talk some college football next on 1080 The Fan. Hey, we'll spread the line coming up bottom of the hour. See if Kevin Todd can get some winners this week. He's 9-11-1 on the year. Sprague is 7-14. Got Sprague's picks ready, so we'll make some picks against the spread coming up bottom of the hour. Take a look ahead to the weekend as a whole. Make some picks in some games, and let Swag tell us what's going on in the world of soccer this weekend. Do that all to close out the show. But, you know, the last 2 weeks of college football really have been fun, and they were 2 weeks, I remember, both on Friday going in and thinking to myself, there's not much to watch this weekend. I'm not too jacked up for college football. Yeah, not many ranked teams. Not many top 10 matchups.
Yeah, it really began last Friday when Syracuse beat
right?
Clemson.
Well, and you had Cal and Washington State.
And then Cal took Washington State behind the woodshed at Strawberry Canyon, and then it just kept going.
We were like, okay, this could be a weird weekend. Things are going to get wild. I'm ready to go. And it ended up. I mean, you have 4 top 10 teams that lost last week. The week before, you had Oklahoma lose. So 5 top 10 teams and previously undefeated teams here have lost now in the last 2 weeks. And, you know, look, it makes everybody question who are the top 4 teams. I know the rankings are all mixed up right now, but I got 2 I'm going to throw at you. I hit one last week. I told you LSU-Auburn, and then it was like 20-0. I thought, oh, God, I'm an idiot. Thankfully, they came back and they won. The other one was TCU and Kansas State. That didn't pan out. Holy smokes, Kansas State has a bad offense. So I'm staying away from them. But the 2 that I'm looking at this week, and this is a team that's already lost so far, and I'm stealing a little bit from Phil Steele here because he liked it as an upset pick. Texas hosting Oklahoma State. Texas is a team that I think has been better than we thought. Defensively, they're tough. They were right there with Oklahoma last week.
They're right there with USC when
right
they
faced
them.
Right there with USC. I mean, I think we all have that image in our head of their opening season loss to Maryland where they just, you know, couldn't stop a nosebleed. Yep. They've been playing some good football.
Well, I think anytime Yeah, anytime you have a brand new head coach, your learning curve is steep. It still takes a while. And then once things start to take hold, the trick is getting some success so that they complete the buy-in process and totally become invested.
Right, you know they're
close.
Same
thing, Willie Taggart has to go through. You know, they had some easier opponents earlier on, but now he's having to go through it. You get some adversity with Justin Herbert going down. You have a tough loss. That's what Willie Taggart is. It's like, no, again, trust the process. We know what we're doing. Let's get better, learn from what happened, and apply it. And so that's why, you know, for the Ducks, that it's an important week against a good opponent, but not a complete opponent in UCLA.
Right. And Texas, Sam Ellinger is a good quarterback. He's a guy, I mean, he's kind of he's a lot of fun to watch. He's been entertaining this year. They had a chance there last week against Oklahoma, and they came up just short. I like what they're doing defensively. They had a couple of blown coverages that led to that game getting away from them. So, I mean, look, Oklahoma State's got a great offense. We all know it. But the TCU game where they went into Stillwater and you know, kind of handled them basically for four quarters, that opened my eyes a little bit to Oklahoma State. I think Texas is better than people are giving them credit for. The spread is 7, if you're curious. Oklahoma State's favored by 7 in that game on the road at Texas. And that's one that you should have your eye on, because I think Oklahoma State has a chance to be the 6th top 10 team to go down here in the last 3 weeks. And the other one, this is the primetime game of the week, and it'll be fun. It's always fun when they get that, you know, the wideout going at Beaver Stadium at Penn State. But Penn State is hosting Michigan. It's the 4:30 game on ABC. The spread, again, is pretty high here. It's 9.5 in favor of Penn State. And some of the shines come off Michigan, understandably so. I mean, they lost to Michigan State 2 weeks ago, and then they had the overtime game, kind of a hangover one where they went to overtime with Indiana, and they almost lost that ball game to the Hoosiers last week. But the one thing I think we need to keep in mind about Michigan is really, in my opinion, the strength of that football team is their defense. They're only giving up 85 yards per game on the ground. That's their strength, only 220 total. So they struggle to move the football, and that's not going to change. But this is a Penn State team, in my opinion, that hasn't really been trusted yet. They almost lost to Iowa earlier in the year. And for all the love about Barkley, and granted, he's a lot of fun to watch. He's a great talent. You know how many 100-yard games he has this year?
Just a couple.
Two.
Yeah.
Two of their 6 games. He only has 2. He went over 100 yards against Akron in
their
opener.
Didn't he have one
Iowa.
Or two games where he didn't have much rushing, but he had a ton of receiving yards on, like, screen passes
he
and stuff?
He did do that against Georgia State. He only had 10 carries for 47 yards, but he had 4 catches for 142 yeah. yards against Georgia State. And he had that huge game against Iowa where he had 300 yards of total offense, yep. Which was, I mean, he was the reason they won that game. So not knocking him. I just
think the key for James Franklin and this Penn State team is they start where it's Michigan, Ohio State, Michigan State. Can he have all of their attention on the Wolverines?
It's a tough stretch.
Or do they start, you know, hedging a little bit? To say, I got to make sure we got something. And those Ohio State, Michigan State games are on the road. So,
right, you get this one at home.
If they're all present and all ready to go for Michigan, and the defense says, hey, that their offense struggles, if we can keep them down and, you know, our offense only needs to score 20 points, then we're doing our job. So, Michigan's going to have to show me something offensively.
That's where they've struggled. I get that.
That they're making progress. So I would probably, I mean, certainly it's going to be a nail biter, I think.
Yeah, the 9.5 spread's too big. Penn State's not going to win that one by double digits.
You know, unless they force turnovers in that regard and it gets away. But I would say this is a one score game. But I think Penn State they still have a guy that if they say, okay, let's put, you know,
we need a
3
play.
Tight Mark ends in, and let's just block everybody and turn Saquon loose and let him bust one.
Yeah, that I mean, and look, I get the Barkley factor. I do. Michigan doesn't have a great offense. I do think Penn State is benefiting a little bit from what they did last season, because you look at their slate. They just don't have a good. I mean, I was a decent team and they won at Iowa, but that was a game they almost lost. Outside of that, their best win's Northwestern.
No, they need.
That's it. They have not been. I'm not saying Michigan's got a lot of great wins either, but I mean, we're all sitting here and I think envisioning the Penn State of last year. And until I see them win one of these kind of games,
yeah,
like they did last year when they knocked off Ohio State, they did get blown out by Michigan last year at the Big House. But they find a way to win this one, then maybe I'll buy into them a little bit more. But until I see it, I'm trusting Michigan's defense. I think they can slow it down, make it ugly, and at least cover the spread. I mean, the spread's 9.5 on the road. I don't see Penn State blowing them out like that. but a chance. I mean, a lot of top 10 teams have gone down the last 2 weeks, and those are two that I have my eye on. One other note about college football. I saw this yesterday and just wanted to pass it along. Remember L.J. Scott? He's a running back at Michigan State. He was a big-time freshman a couple years back when Oregon went there and played him in East Lansing. He's been suspended and because he was arrested for driving with a suspended license. You know how many times he's been arrested for driving with a suspended license now? Seven. He's been arrested seven times for driving with a suspended license.
Well, okay.
Think about that for a moment. Somebody had a funny thing on Twitter. They were like, can we just start this guy like an Uber, you know, donate thing? Somebody gives him an Uber account so he can send me and go pick him up. Jesus, man.
Is there somebody not on that staff who would like go to the DMV with them and say, figure this out? Either get your license or you can't drive.
Isn't that funny? Yeah, Mark D'Antonio said, in what has been a lengthy process, LJ Scott now has a valid driver's license free of any restrictions. He has resolved the matter completely. He's paid his price financially and publicly. His status will be affected for Saturday's game, but he will play. So he will be. So who knows? It sounds like he's going to be suspended for a quarter. I don't, you know, maybe they'll find a way to sit him down for a little bit.
Look, there are some things that are complicated and there are others that are not. Your license is suspended. Fix it or don't drive.
Don't drive.
It's pretty damn simple.
Correct. Seven times? You kidding me? So I thought that was pretty funny. He is going to play. We'll see. He said he's going to have a punishment for the game. We just don't know what it is. So maybe a quarter. They'll sit him out. But LJ Scott, seven times. He's got his license figured out, though, people. It's okay. All right. Hey, let's win some money, shall we? Our boy Kevin Todd, Sprague in the line. Let's get some winners in the football weekend. I got Sprague's picks. What are Kevin's? Find out next.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
That's right, folks. Time to Sprague the line. Brought to you by MyBookie.net. Football season's back. Your chance to win at MyBookie.net. Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit up to a 100% bonus. Use the promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.net today. And as always, for Sprague in the line, we bring on our boy Kevin Todd of thesportsbrokers.com. 1-800-220-6262 is how you can reach him. Give him a follow on Twitter at Kevin Todd Sports. Kevin, what's up, man? How you doing today? Sprague's ducking you again.
God, he must be on the period the last 2 weeks.
He is, man. He takes the teaser last week, the 6-point teaser, and
I
he still goes 1-2.
For you. Teasers are for fill in the blank.
Suckers.
Exactly. He is such a sucker. And if he's listening, tell him to have some cranberry juice.
Oh, I love it, man. He gets a 6-point teaser. He goes 1-2. You go 2-1, so you're 9-11-1. He's 7-14. And you got screwed, man. I thought you were going 3-0, and then the Falcons went all Super Bowl on us.
Yeah, they did. I don't understand that team. I mean, listen, I shouldn't say they just went belly up. The one penalty when they got the interception, the guy took like 25 steps, hit the guy. That could have been the difference of the game because it was 17-7, and who knows what would have happened.
Right, right. All right, well, you got the lead, my man, so we'll start with you. I got Sprague's pick, so I'll rattle them off after you go. But where are you going?
Go all three or go one at a time?
We'll go one at a time.
Well, I'm going right to the NFL, and I'm taking Carolina here -3. And let me tell you this. Every Thursday night football team that has the extra rest this year has gone 8-2 against the spread. Mm. I know they ran all over Baltimore, Chicago. It's not going to happen here, folks. Carolina's going to stop the run, make Trubisky pass, and then the turnovers come. Also, the fact that Chicago is 1-6, their last seven games following a straight-up win, Carolina's 5-1, their last six following a straight-up loss. I like Carolina here, -3 in Chicago, to win this game handily.
Wow. Yeah, I like that one, too. I don't know why the spread isn't bigger. Bears getting a little overflated after that win over Baltimore. He's going Carolina -3 at Chicago. Sprague for pick number one. He says he's taking the Titans -6 over Cleveland. His analogy is simple. He said Mariota's back. If you bet against Cleveland 80% of the time, you will win. Always bet against Cleveland. So he's going Titans -6 over the Cleveland Browns. Where are you going with pick number two, Kevin?
Going right to college football, and I got a dog. I like North Texas here, +3.5 against FAU. North Texas, 6-1-1, last eight games in October, 5-2 their last seven games overall. But what I found which is very intriguing, is that whenever Florida Atlantic is a favorite home, their last 17 games, they're 3-13-1 against the spread. North Texas plus the 3.5 wins outright.
Wow. How about that one? I didn't see a North Texas pick coming. How about that? I like it. We're Sprague and the Line with Kevin Todd, sportsbrokers.com. 1-800-220-6262 is how you can reach him on Twitter. At Kevin Todd Sports is where you can give him a follow. Sprague, pick number two. He's going to college football as well, and he's going with the Cougars. Washington State minus 10 against Colorado. He said Colorado's defense isn't any good. This is their second straight road game. Washington State coming off an embarrassing performance last Friday. They get an extra day to rest. They'll be ready. Cougs win by 20. So he's taking Washington State in some Pac-12 action late tomorrow night, minus the 10 against Colorado. All right, where's your last pick going this week, Kevin?
Well, Brandon Smart staying away from the NFL because this year the Dogs have been hitting at a 68% against the spread.
How crazy, even last night, how crazy has that been, man?
Not only that, guys, listen, an average 5-point favorite has won outright 30 out of 58 NFL games.
How far off the norm is that?
Oh, way, way. This doesn't happen till normally towards the end of the season.
Yeah.
When, you know, more of the – you know why it's really happening? Because the injuries are just piling up one after another. That's what I personally think, to be honest. Do you have opinions?
Yeah, I mean teams are getting banked up. It's just one of those weird years where you can't identify anybody. Like, you think one team, like Kansas City, was dominant 5-0, and they lost back-to-back weeks.
There's no clear-cut Super Bowl winner right now.
Yeah, usually you have that one team you can lean on, or even a bad team, I mean, outside of the Browns. But, like, the Jets, we all thought the Jets would be a pushover this year. They're 3-3 and covering spreads left and right.
Yep.
Yeah, it's been a weird year. All right, where's pick three, Kevin?
I'm taking Arizona here at home versus Cal. Cal's coming off that very big win against Washington State. And Arizona, underrated team. They do very good ball control. They run. Not only that, they're making them a favorite, and they're not a very good road team. That's why I'm not falling for the trap on how Cal played last week. They overachieved. Plus the fact that Cal is 1-5 against the spread their last six games following an ATS win. Arizona's 5-2 their last seven games against the spread. Arizona minus the 3. Wins by a touchdown on the road.
I like that. I put some money on that game, too. I always like when I pick a game and you end up being right there with me. Arizona
minus. Oh, you picked it yourself?
I took that one, too. Yeah, I got Arizona
minus. Well, you're not branded, so we're safe.
Yeah, I just the way Khalil Tate's running, man, he's running all over people. Rich Rod's got his quarterback again in that offense. They're scary good right now.
They are.
Sprague's last one. He's going college football. He's going Syracuse plus the 17 against Miami. He said Dino Babers is really good at covering. Think Syracuse is a good team. On the other side, some fool's gold with Miami. They just escaped too many times. He likes Q's to keep it close. So he's taking Syracuse plus the 17 against Miami. So a quick
I think that is a sucker bet.
You do, yeah.
Oh, look how – only because the point spread is 17. Yeah. They just came off a huge win off of Clemson.
Yeah, big
They're
huge
They're playing
win.
Miami, who is honestly doesn't deserve to be the – the eighth-ranked team.
Right.
But they're giving them 17 points. Oof.
Yeah,
that's I think Miami blows them out.
That's a big spread. Yeah, we got so let me recap real quick with Kevin. He's going Carolina in the NFL minus the 3 at Chicago. He's going North Texas in college football plus the 3.5 against FAU. And then Arizona in some Pac-12 action tomorrow minus the 3 against Cal. Sprague is going Tennessee minus the 6 against Cleveland in the NFL. He's taking Washington State minus the 10 against Colorado, and then Syracuse plus 17 against Miami. Sprague and the Line brought to you by MyBookie.net and, of course, Kevin Todd of thesportsbrokers.com. 1-800-220-6262. Hey, I did want to ask you something, man, because you're out there in Miami. You got some hot weather, and we're in rain right now.
Yes.
How much do you watch Pac-12 after dark?
I'm in bed, to be honest.
Yeah. You think a lot of people out there like that the same way when those games are kicking at like 10:30, 11 o'clock?
I mean, it's very hard to watch it. I mean, for me, I'm usually in bed like by 9 o'clock. But, you know, you get to see on SportsCenter. The fact they do play some of the reruns on Fox Sports. So, but I know I try to watch them.
Right.
I don't. But, you know, a lot of the good matchups for the Pac-12 have been on at 8 o'clock this year.
Yeah, I mean, even like USC
and
Stanford.
On Friday, too.
Right? Yeah, Friday. Yeah, the Cal-Washington State game last week was a late one.
Yeah, I just got a text from Brandon. He said he's babysitting.
What's he babysitting?
I just threw him under the bus. Now he's getting fired.
I love it, man. Hey, good stuff. Hopefully we'll get another good week. You're on a roll right now. We'll see if you can keep it going, my man. And we'll talk to you next week, all right?
All right, guys. I'll speak to you next week.
There you go. Kevin Todd, sportsbrokers.com, 1-800-220-6262. And, of course, Sprague and the Line brought to you by MyBookie.net. Football's back. You can win some money. MyBookie.net. Join now, and they'll match your deposit up to a 100% bonus. Use the promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.net today. So there you go, some Sprague and the Line picks. I always like talking to East Coast people about how much Pac-12 do they actually watch. Because everybody's different. Some folks can stay up and do it. Because we've had that back and forth with ESPN here the last couple of weeks of, you know, oh, this is good for your conference. Everybody, you're the only game on. But
and are they really DVRing it and getting up then Sunday morning and watching it before they get into NFL?
Probably not.
No, they're doing their chores. They're going to church. They're having brunch with the family.
Right, you're getting some family stuff done before the NFL starts because it doesn't start till 1 o'clock on the East Coast.
Yep.
So you get that's always interesting to me. We've had a back and forth about that. And ESPN even apologized the other day, but there's some picks for you. Kevin is on a roll right now. He's been hitting some winners here the last couple of weeks. I like that he took Arizona because I got some money on that game as well. And I made some picks in the Pac-12 as well. If you want to find them at Dieter Johnson on Twitter, we'll tweet these ones out. If you missed any of them, you can track it. Again, a reminder, Kevin is 9-11-1 on the year, and Sprager, after a 1-2 week, rough one for him last week, he's 7-14. So he's got a bit of a bit of ground to make up against Kevin Todd. All right. A couple things we got to talk about in the final segment. We'll give a final thought on the Oregon-UCLA game. Can the Ducks bounce back, get a win after how bad they looked last weekend? Swag wants to tell us why the Timbers are doing important things this weekend. We'll find out what's going on the weekend. And how about that ALCS Game 6? Last to get to in the final segment. That's next on 1080 The Fan. There you go. Fist pumping your way into the weekend. It's how we do it every single Friday right here on The Fan. 247, Isaac and Soup coming up top of the hour. I do have a quick TV recommendation before we get back into sports.
Wow.
A show that I have started to watch and I am into.
Okay.
I'm all in on this show.
What are you all in on?
It's called Mindhunter on Netflix.
Okay.
And it's about FBI agents, I want to say circa 1980-something. And they, like, investigate serial killers to try to figure out why guys go into it, what happens to them, the triggers, all that kind of stuff. Really good show. Ah. First season's about 10 episodes. I think you'd be into it, Swigard. Good to throw it out there.
I don't know. I mean, look, we're hitting, you know, this week. Like, yesterday was the first day you knew you could watch all four major sports.
Oh, this is great sports. This is the best time of the sports year.
And we're getting dialed up for college basketball seasons right around the corner. It's truly an all swag weekend. Look, we got high school football tonight. We'll get to that. Saturday, the Pilots are having the purple and white scrimmage open to the public at 5 o'clock at Child Center. And then Sunday, I got the regular season finale for the Timbers.
It's going to be a busy sports weekend.
This is an all swag weekend.
It's going to be a busy sports weekend. Just throwing it out there. Take it. It's not going anywhere. It's on Netflix.
That's true. It's on Netflix. You can go binge watch.
You can binge watch it whenever you get a weekend.
When you get the bubble guts and you got to take a day on the couch.
Exactly.
There you go.
You got to sit around all day. That's what happened to Sprague today. He's got the bubble guts. He'll be back on Monday. Before we get to everything, I do want to start with what's going on the Fan tonight. What do we got tonight?
We go to the Mount Hood Conference. Oregon City 5-2. They lost their opener to Westland, and then last week a one touchdown defeat at the hands of Central Catholic. But they have very skilled guys and some names you'll be familiar with: Teron Bradford, Trayvon's younger brother, at wide receiver, Zacchaeus Dennis Lee at running back and a slot. They move him all over the place. They're taking on number 2 Clackamas, who is undefeated, one of two remaining 6A undefeated teams. A victory tonight for Clackamas. They clinch the Metro League title outright and put themselves in position for the number 1 overall seed for the OSAA rankings going into the last week of the regular season. So,
we're already at the last week of the regular season?
2 weeks to go. So tonight and then next week is the end. It's 9 weeks. It's a sprint. It's unbelievable.
What happened, man?
I know. But special treat for you. Dusty is going. His dad was one of the assistant coaches at Lewis and Clark.
Yes.
When he was growing up, he's told those stories. But the one of the teams, you know, one of the really good teams is going into the Lewis and Clark Hall of Fame tonight. So Dusty's going to be part of those ceremonies.
Oh, fun.
So special treat tonight. You'll have Alex Crawford on the play-by-play call, and I will be doing color with him.
Ooh, Swag and Crawford combination.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
So we're going to have some fun out of Clackamas High School tonight.
Has he got a 70 suit on? Tell me he's rocking a 70
suit. I think Cam's kind of browbeat him into, you know, toning it down a little bit. You know, football coaches, they're close to the vest. It's conservative. Plus, it's starting to get chilly. So the press box, the window is open. So
he's got to let that chest hair fly, man.
We'll be bundled up a little bit up there.
Well, that'll be fun. Stay tuned for that tonight. It's going to be a good one right here on the Fan. Football weekend begins this evening. Blazers and Pacers coming up in about an hour on NBC Sports Northwest. Blazers favored by 5. I do like them to get a sizable win tonight. I think they carry the momentum. Miles Turner being out is a huge break for them. Nurkic is going to have a big night. I'm all in on this early start. I think they're buying into winning some of these games. Yep. Even Ed Davis had the quote saying, you know, we realize we started slow, and we know if we start that way and lose games we're not supposed to, we're not going to be in the playoff picture. They understand it. I think they win big again tonight.
Yeah, I think that message got through loud and clear. It's been something that we've heard Dame harp on from the beginning. I also think that there's much more competition for playing time and getting into the rotation throughout the season.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that helps every day in practice and guys not sliding or slipping or taking anything for granted. And so if, as long as they're sharing the ball movement was great. The trick is they got to keep the turnovers down, not let Oladipo get out in transition and get easy buckets. If they can take care of the basketball, move it around, get good shots, and again, work through Nurk. I don't know without Miles Turner how they're going to go about defending. I think the offense runs even more through him than it normally would tonight.
Yeah. So Blazers tonight against Indiana, an earlier start time. Don't forget they're playing Milwaukee tomorrow too. So the start of a back-to-back.
Yeah, that's going to be a different beast.
Milwaukee's a tough game. Yeah, Giannis had a great opening night game.
Yep.
So that'll be tough. But keep an eye on the Blazers this weekend, even though a lot of other things are going on. Oregon, UCLA tomorrow, 1 o'clock. I believe, is it on the Pac-12 Network?
Pac-12 Network at 1:00. And color me interested in this one.
Yeah, I mean, I am too. I mean, you got a terrible defense in UCLA. Oregon can't stop the pass right now. Burmeister hasn't been able to throw. UCLA's 3-3. They're 1-2 in the Pac-12. Oregon had their worst game of the year last year.
I think I'm going to really find out a lot about Willie Taggart and his staff, and from a coaching standpoint in a season, X's and O's game, getting guys, coaching them up in positions. We mentioned some injury issues to the offensive line. Can they get a game plan put together and find a way to win a game against a team that, you know, is comparable, quite frankly?
Yeah, I mean, similar. I mean, one guy, a lot of question marks around the field. Yeah. Defense has struggled. It's really similar.
I think I'm going to find out a lot about Willie Taggart and how he actually coaches a football team in this game.
Yeah, I thought they could keep it close last week against Stanford. That didn't pan out. This one does scare me. Just until I see Burmeister have some success in the passing game, it's just hard to win Pac-12 games without that facet of an offense. Just keep pounding the rock. Maybe that's enough to keep them in it, but I don't think Oregon has enough to pull off the win tomorrow. I would like to be pleasantly surprised, but I will take UCLA in that ball game. It is a big weekend you maintain for the Timbers. What do they got on the line on Sunday?
It's the regular season finale in the MLS. All the games are being played on Sunday, I think all at the same time, or the Eastern Conference will play at 1:00, and then all the Western Conference teams play at 1:00. Timbers host the Vancouver Whitecaps. If Portland wins, they will be the number one seed in the Western Conference. They will win the Cascadia Cup. If Diego Valeri does anything, he sets himself up to be the MVP of the MLS this year. He's had a ridiculous season. Should be a lot of fun down at Providence Park.
Okay.
And the Timbers are finally all healthy, and they quite possibly could make another run to an MLS Cup. It's not out of the question.
That'd be cool. There you go. We'll keep an eye on that Sunday. Verlander on the hill tonight. I think he gets it done.
I would expect there to be a Game 7 Saturday. If there is a Game 7 Saturday, it'll be on the Fan with pregame at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. So, lots going on, man. It's the best sports time of the year. You get all 4 in one day. That was a lot yesterday, and now you got a great weekend. Might find out who's playing in the World Series tonight. Dodgers are already in. Astros trying to stay alive. Loaded football weekend. High school football on the Fan. Blazers are in action. Just buckle up. Sit down. Enjoy all of it, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. That'll do it for us, though. Thanks for being part of our Friday. Sprague's got the Bubba Guts. He'll be back on Monday, hopefully, unless that Hawaiian food knocks him out for 4 days. If you miss any of the show, Les Schwab Tires Podcast, 1080thefan.com is where you can find it. We'll tweet it out as well, at Dirt and Sprague and at 1080thefan. We will talk to everybody Monday at noon. I hope you have a great weekend. Number one is next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.